Good morning. My title of my presentation is going to be called Reduced Fertility and Transovarial Transmission by Oblique Banded Leaf Roller After Exposure to Norbolurone. Briefly go over some life history of Oblique Banded Leaf Roller. It's a major pest of palm and stone fruits throughout the United States. There's generally 1 to 2 generations per year depending on the temperature of the growing region. The most common control methods is broad spectrum pesticides, most likely organophosphates, or through pheromone disruption. However, with the future loss of key pesticides and increased signs of resistance, the need for OP replacements and reduced risk chemistries have been developed. Of these new chemistries, insect growth regulators have come about. These are reduced-risk pesticides that work by disrupting the normal development and the reproductive process of the insect. Within the class of insect growth regulators, there is a compound called Norbolurone, which is a chitin synthesis inhibitor. This disrupts cuticle formation and deposition, which occurs during the insect molting process, resulting in death. It's currently used as an ovicide and larvicide for most lepidopter pests in apple and cherry production. There's no known acute toxicity. It's claimed to be safer for humans and for beneficial insects. However, with the ovicidal and larvicidal properties, there have been sublethal activity seen in other key pests. One example is codling moth. These sublethal activities are seen as reduced fertility. The objective of my study is to determine sublethal effects of Norbolurone after adult exposure, which will be measuring reduced fertility. The other part is determining the presence of Norbolurone in egg masses through residue analysis. Both of these objectives will be tested using transovarial and horizontal transfer terms. These two terms are normally used to classify disease or gene transfer, but in my experiment, using this to describe the idea of transferring from treated adult to the egg or from treated adult to an egg of which is not their offspring. To test the reduced fertility in terms of the transovarial testing, oblique banded leaf roller pupae were sexed according to sex, and then they were placed into emergence containers. After they have emerged, 5 females and 5 males were exposed to Norbolurone by treating wax papers, allowing it to drip dry and lined 1 liter plastic containers. These moths were exposed for 3 days. After 3 days, these were placed into new 1 liter plastic containers lined with clean wax papers to allow for egg deposition. These were allowed to lay eggs for 7 days, after which the eggs the wax paper was removed from the container, photographs of the eggs were taken, and it was allowed to incubate for another 7 days for a larval hatch. For the photographs of the egg masses were taken before and after, and then we determined the percentage hatch area. For the horizontal transfer, pre-exposure was the same as the transovarial testing. But however, 5 females were exposed to Norbolurone using the same methods. But after 3 days, these females were transferred into containers that had 1 to 2 day old eggs in them. And these treated females were allowed to roam around in the cup and come into contact with the eggs that have been previously laid. These eggs were marked off and labeled to differentiate between newly laid eggs and the previous eggs. These egg masses the females were allowed to come into contact for 7 days, after which they were removed, and the eggs were incubated to allow for larval hatch. Comparing the egg masses was treated the same way as the transovarial treatment. For the analysis of the egg mass, the area of the egg mass was calculated and was put into the equation which was from Sun et al. 2000, which where Y equals the total egg count and X equals the area of the egg mass. The percent data, percent hatch data was arcsine transformed before put through a one-way ANOVA. For the residue analysis, to collect the eggs, the experiments are carried out in the same fashion as the bioassay. However, after the egg deposition period, the eggs were collected and removed, put into vials, which came out to about, try to reach about half a gram. And these vials were run under GC-MSDS to determine if there was any novalorin present in those samples. In terms of the GC-MS, we used a single ion monitoring. We looked for three peaks, 335, a 168, and a 69. These three peaks were found in spike samples of novalorin, and peak number 335 was used to quantify the presence of novalorin in the egg masses. This is just a result of the bioassay that was conducted. For the transovarial treatment, there showed no significant difference between the treatment and the control. The p-value was greater than 0.3. This was the same for the horizontal transfer treatment, which showed another p-value of higher than 0.3. This is the results for the GC-MSDS. As you can see from here, there was novalorin present in the transovariolate eggs. It was at 0.034 nanograms per gram. The bioassays conducted show no significant difference between the control and treatment. Although egg masses normally don't have 100% hatch rate, higher variations in the data made comparisons not significant. Further research needs to be conducted using the better methods to account for larval hatch, which can hopefully reduce the variations in the data. This was just a preliminary experiment, so further experiments need to be conducted. We expect to see similar results for oblique banded leaf roller as we've seen in a codling moth using the similar exposure methods. In codling moth, there was a significant reduction in fertility after exposure to novalorin. For the GC-MSD, this experiment showed that through treatment of adults, the females that lay eggs, there is an amount of novalorin present inside the eggs. However, the exact location of the compound is not yet known. It may be present in the proteins lining the egg, or it may be inside the egg itself. Further research needs to be conducted to determine the exact location of the egg, of the compound. With improved methods for the bioassay, coupled with the results from the residue study, it will provide increased support that there is some sort of transovarial transmission after adult has been exposed. Thank you. Take any questions. Yes.
With some other species showing adult exposure to some of the X-dicin agonist IGRs, there's some data to indicate that not only does female exposure result in reduced fecundity, but also male exposure that can then be transmitted to the female during mating. Have you done any work that actually segregates the exposure of males versus females?
And for the oblique banded leaf roller, I have not done it yet. It's on the list of many to do. Codling moth, like you said, there for the ecdysin, they have seen it. Novalorin, there appears to be some transmission through different sexes as well.